It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Rob Halford. How are you?
Hey, Jackie. Hey, everyone. Good to be with you guys again.
It's great to have you back on the show. Here tonight to talk about your first ever autobiography. It's called Confess. And so let's get right into it. Rob Halford's Confess. A gay man raised in an economically disparaged area of post-war England who is highly regarded world-class singer. What will readers learn that makes an already interesting life story even more compelling?
Well, Jackie, you and I have known each other for a long time and known my metal maniacs for a long time. And we've always talked openly about many things in my life in metal, particularly with the band I love so much, Judas Priest. But there's always stuff going on in everybody's lives, respectively, that we don't get to hear about, you know. And so this is an opportunity to take all of the things that I've been able to remember right from my early school day experiences way up to the way that the world kind of stopped. So it's a long journey. It's nearly 69 years of metal stories that we put together collectively in the book Confess.
Confess, Rob Halford's autobiography, is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie, the metal god, with us on the show this week. Right now, a new tune from Mastodon off their Medium Rarities record, Fallen Torches. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. We're talking about Rob's autobiography, Confess. And Rob, there have been exciting high points in your life. And there have also been some traumatic low points as well. Mentally and emotionally, what steps did you take to insulate yourself while revisiting all of it for the purpose of your book?
Well, I was encouraged and prodded and poked by this incredible guy, Ian Gittings, who wrote the book with me, or at least took me through the journey. We sat together and we spoke for hours, you know, 50, 60 hours of one-on-one conversations in the kitchen at the house in Phoenix and the house in back home in Walsall. He's got a great way of taking you from A to B, you know, and the one thing that we talked about before we even started to get into making the book was what was on the table and what was off the table. And my thing to Ian was, I'm going to throw it all on the table, everything. We're going to pile this table up with everything that I can remember, every single moment, with your encouragement and your questions will provide that table to be, you know, stuff will be falling off the edges. And that's what we did. It was great. Some of it was tough to get through, but this is why the book is called Confess.
Rob Halford with us. His new book, Confess, is out now. Quick break up next. Music from Voivod. Plus, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Music from Metallica coming up. Rob's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford with us tonight, talking about his autobiography, Confess. And Rob, although you're one of the most revered vocalists in heavy metal history, the metal god, people also describe you as nice, a real gentleman. I would second that, of course. Why is it important to you that character be equally evident as talent?
It's very important. I think I'm not unique in how I present myself on stage. That's a real person, the metal god. It's no different to my friend Alice or Marilyn Manson or Ozzy or any number of my friends that take on a different persona. It's a real living experience. We're not kind of making it up. That's kind of like it's almost like a Jekyll and Hyde thing. We balance it because it can be kind of dangerous, but it's real. And I think our fans know that. You know, fans can smell fake from a mile off. So what you're experiencing from me as I go out on stage with Priest as the metal god is just a real embodiment of everything that I love about heavy metal music. you know, metal music changes us. When we listen to metal, it excites us, it energizes us, it makes us rise up. And so all of that is kind of wrapped up into this metal experience you get from me when I'm on stage.
The metal god on the show with us this week, Rob Halford. His new autobiography, Confess, is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Iron Maiden, Megadeth, and more with Rob Halford. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us on the show this week, talking about his autobiography, Confess. And Rob, there's an audiobook version of Confess read by you. For someone who's spent most of his life communicating through a microphone, what made this process different and perhaps intimidating?
Well, here's a test. When you read a book next time, try reading it out loud, because it's a completely different endgame. I tell you, it took me just over a week of about, you know, 4 or 5 hours for a session, and it was amazing. It really was, because I'm now reading the complete book, and there were many, many moments when I had to kind of regain my composure, because the book is full of emotion, a lot of it raw, pure emotions down to the bare bones. To kind of read that from the page, but another to speak it out. And it was amazing. I was encouraged by the producer, who was over in New Jersey. I was in Phoenix, and we had link-ups going all over the place, because I wanted to give my best performance, like I've always tried to do. And so we got through it. I haven't even heard the audiobook yet. I'll be interested to hear the sound of my own voice, which I've told you before, Jackie, I hate the sound of my own voice. It's like I hate watching myself on stage on video or anything. But the time will come when I do that. And I would like to think that it gives it a little bit of extra value in the human connection. And I know a lot of Metal Maniac readers do enjoy the audio experience.
Rob Halford's Confess is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, new music from Alpha Wolf, plus the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Rob Halford. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us. We've been talking about Rob's autobiography, Confess. And Rob, Judas Priest, by the way, we're ready to commemorate a milestone anniversary before COVID-19 shut down touring. The band also released an impressive album with Firepower just 2 years ago. What does the equal relevance of past and present indicate about the future of the band?
I think it's very important to look back at your past experiences. That's what we do in bands. We look at where we've gone and what we've said. So we're always kind of reevaluating where we are and what we're working on now. I think the world already knows the Priest has started to follow to Firepower, and it's slowly coming together, sounding incredible. So this whole focus of living in the moment, but also getting ready for what's coming next, is what drives us. And so that's where we are in Priest right now.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us. Pick up his autobiography, Confess. Rob, it is so great to catch up with you, and stay safe, and I hope to see you out there in the world again sometime soon.
It's a pleasure, Jackie. Thank you, everybody around the world. Stay safe, and we'll all get back together again as soon as we possibly can. We need each other. We love each other so much. Being on stage, seeing you guys come to the shows, you know, that's what we live about. This heavy metal community has probably gotten even stronger. So when we get back together again, wow, it's going to be wild. We're going to have some good times again. Thanks, Jackie.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.